Senate confirms Colin McDonald as Assistant Attorney General for Fraud Enforcement. By Jasmine Jordan on March 25, 2026. The Senate voted to approve longtime federal prosecutor Colin McDonald to a newly created Justice Department role focused on combating fraud in government programs. The Senate confirmed Colin McDonald on Tuesday by a 52-47 vote. As Senator Chuck Grassley stated, Republicans and Democrats can and should agree. Fighting fraud, particularly fraud on the American taxpayer, is important work, and that's true now more than ever. What happened in Minnesota and around the country is unacceptable. And we as elected officials need to support the Justice Department in stopping this fraud. McDonald previously served as an Associate Deputy Attorney General in the office of Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, where he supervised the Justice Department's Weaponization Working Group. He also spent roughly a decade as a federal prosecutor in the Southern District of California and also served as a special attorney in Hawaii. The position he now assumes was first announced in January by Vice President J.D. Vance, who outlined a new Justice Department division to combat fraud in federal programs. Vance said the effort would begin in Minnesota but expand nationwide, stating, "We know that the fraud isn't just happening in Minneapolis. It's also happening in states like Ohio. It's happening in states like California," he emphasized the role's significance, adding that it would be the person that is going to make sure we stop defrauding the American people, with a direct line to the White House. President Donald Trump formally nominated McDonald in January, stating, "I am pleased to nominate Colin McDonald to serve as the first ever Assistant Attorney General for National Fraud Enforcement," and describing him as a very smart, tough, and highly respected America First federal prosecutor who has successfully delivered justice in some of the most difficult and high-stakes cases. The nomination was part of a broader effort by the administration to establish what Trump later described as a war on fraud, aimed at addressing misuse of federal funds in programs such as Medicaid, food assistance, and child care services. As he said, the new division was created to catch and stop fraudsters that have been stealing from the American people. State financial officials across the country previously expressed support for Colin McDonald's nomination, describing the new role as a significant development in coordinating federal and state efforts to combat fraud. Allison Ball said, "As auditor, my office fights every day against fraud," adding she was excited to see President Trump lead the way at the national level by appointing the first fraud czar. Vivek Malik noted that billions of dollars flow overseas linked to illicit activity and emphasized ongoing efforts to strengthen safeguards. Marlo Ook said the appointment is a clear and welcome signal and that the new role would be a critical national ally in protecting taxpayers, while OJ Olika added that hardworking Americans deserve to know that elected officials and bureaucrats are being held accountable for how their tax dollars are spent. The creation of the fraud enforcement role also aligns with a wider interagency strategy. Federal agencies including the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Agriculture, and the Small Business Administration have been involved in coordinated investigations into fraud schemes, particularly those uncovered in Minnesota. According to the administration, authorities have charged 98 defendants, issued more than 1,750 subpoenas, executed over 130 search warrants, and conducted 1,000 witness interviews as part of the effort. The administration has also taken additional steps, including freezing certain federal funds to states while investigations proceed and launching initiatives such as Defend the Spend, which requires stricter documentation and oversight of federal expenditures. The initiative mandates detailed justification and receipts for all child care-related expenditures as part of a broader push to ensure funds are used lawfully and not exploited. Earlier this month, Donald Trump signed an executive order establishing the Task Force to Eliminate Fraud, chaired by J.D. Vance, to coordinate what White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf described as a whole-of-government approach to rooting out the very serious problem of fraud in federally funded programs around the country. The task force will coordinate measures to improve eligibility verification, implement prepayment controls, detect high-risk fraud trends, and disrupt and dismantle fraud networks and the mechanisms through which fraud is committed, while developing national standards to prevent abuse in federal benefit programs.